Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Tila nabunutan ng tinik ang pamilya mula Queensland na mahigit isang dekada nang naninirahan sa Toowoomba matapos ilabas ng Immigration Minister ang desisyon kung madedeport o papayagan ba silang manatili sa Australia. Sa panayam ng SBS Filipino, ibinahagi ni Reyna Nangan kung paano niya nalaman ang balita.
MP natin na si MP Garth Hamilton, like tinawagan niya ako nung umaga to tell me that like Minister Tony Burke signed already the our permanent residency. So through him, dun ko nalaman na like our permanent residency is okay na. But then again, I have to wait the confirmations from the immigration. So I've been told na maghintay din bago to tell anyone. So that's why like I can't really like tell like until like, you know, di ba nga sa wag mo munang bilangin ng itlog hangga't hindi pa talaga totally na-hatch kasi baka mamaya. And then like yeah, we are so hindi ko maano into words kung ano yung nararamdaman namin kasi like we felt discouraged na din. Kasi like, you know, ilang buwan na din naman tong yung journey namin and then like, you know, what you hearing sa mga balita. So kind of like you get discouraged. So but then again, like God is really good. Kasi like in time that like you feel like discouraged, like he will send someone to enlighten you, encourage you. So we receive all of that through the people around us, the community. And then yesterday, like it's just like I was so at peace already that like okay, we just family conversation, like we just deal with it one day at a time, and then just we focus on what we have to focus. And then apparently, like kung kailan, like if I like alam mo yung everything is like parang napakapayapa na, and then that's when the blessing is coming. And I was like so stoked. Then yeah, so I didn't get the confirmation until nung mga 3:50 PM kasi like at first talagang yung ano kasi dumating siya ano separately eh, yung letter like per individual. So yung una ko nakita ako kay Kaya, and then binasa ko kung ano yung ano muna yung nakasulat doon. And then yung binasa ko yung sa akin, then like okay, nakita ko na yes, it's the residency, hindi lang siya yung tipong alam mo yun, you have to make sure like on natama ba yung nababasa mo at ano yung details na nakalagay doon. So yun muna yung inuna ko. But then like when it's finally like I read already my paper, of course naiyak ako kasi like dun ko na like yes, eto na kumbaga like may ebidensya ka na eh. Alam mo yun, totoo na to. Hindi lang yung mahirap yung, kumaga, this is finally it.
Noong Pebrero 2026, itinampok ng SBS ang laban sa visa na kinakaharap ng pamilya ni Reyna, kung saan kabilang ang asawang Thai na si Karin Yechoku at ang kanilang 8 taong gulang na anak na si Kaya. Umani ito ng malawak na suporta mula sa komunidad at mga lokal na leader, lalo't mahigit 10 taon na silang naninirahan sa Toowoomba at nakapagtayo na ang mag-asawa ng restaurant. Malaki ngayon ang pasalamat ni Reyna sa mga tumulong sa kanila.
Telephone ko, tapos yung iba tumatawag sa landline ng shop just to send their congratulatory to us. Yun, tapos yung phone ko, then like yun nga, may mga nagda-drive pa na like from the like sa church community, from our regular customer, or yung ibang mga customer na alam mo yun na nakita nila yung balita, they come here just to dine here to celebrate, like in their expenda. Hindi ako ang nagbayad ng ano nila, ng pagkain nila. They spend money just for them to celebrate with us. So kung sabihin na maraming salamat. So each and every one of them deserve the success as well that we have. You know, like we never fought this fight alone. We fought this fight all throughout. Even until in this very, you know, moment, this time that like they showed like okay, hindi yung tipong like ah okay, nakuha na namin, that's it, no. Like even until now, they make sure that like we feel, you know, they send flowers. They come here with their presence, like, you know, to extend that like we are so happy that you finally got it, you know. And then, like, to be honest with you, like, as I said, like, this town, this community, it's very special because, like, they make you feel welcome, they make you feel loved, and they never make you feel that you are unwanted. So, which is like, you know, in a point, like, sometimes you will feel like you think like it's what's going on at the moment in our, you know, in our country. But then, like in here in Toowoomba, you will never feel unwanted. You feel that like you belong here. That's what the people here in Toowoomba let me and my family felt that like they wanted us to be here. So yeah, like thank you is not just enough to say like thank you. But then, like as I said, like as I always said to them, thank you for being our own ways. Our own ways.
Nauna nang nabigo ang aplikasyon ng pamilya para sa permanent residency. Ayon kay Reyna, isang dating employer ang hindi tumupad sa pagproseso ng kanilang visa application, dahilan upang mapunta sila sa isang komplikadong sitwasyong burokratiko. Tinanggihan ang kanilang hiling para sa ministerial intervention noong katapusan na nakaraang taon, matapos mapag-alamang hindi ito pasok sa tinatawag na substantive public interest case. Naghain si Reyna ng ikalawang kahilingan para muling isaalang-alang ng Immigration Minister ang kanilang kaso habang binigyan ng pamilya ng bridging visa para manatili sa Australia habang naghihintay ng desisyon. Libo-libong residente at lokal na lider ang dumagda sa isang petisyon na nananawagan sa Immigration Minister na makialam at pahintulutan ng pamilya na manatili sa bansa.
Kind of like I wanted to give the credit to the minister as well, because he stand for his conviction, you know, that like he see what is right and he stand for it. And yeah, as I'm having a conversation with someone that, like, as I said, like, yeah, I can't understand him on why it takes so long. And then in the point as well that now I honor him for standing on the convictions that he had, you know, to seeing the right thing and then stand for it and fight for it.
Sa ngayon, nakikita na nila ang liwanag ng kinabukasan ng pananatili sa Australia.
We have plans. We wanted to do something, especially like we have business, you know, like the thing is like, you know, the business is growing, but then it's just because of my situation sa visa ko noon. Hindi talaga, yung parang alam mo yung may nakapigil sa mga kamay mo na you can't do more things. But then again, like this time, I guess like I can more concentrate on how to mapalago yung negosyo namin. And then like, yung isa pang makapag-focus ako sa mga bagay na dapat na pinag-focusan ko. Hindi lang yung, I mean, like, hindi na half yung attention ko. But then again, like, I can't really, like, I think the one thing is, like, at least yung future ni Kaya is, I can say that, like, it's safe. Na yung, alam mo yun, yung parang, like, as a mother heart na, like, you know, in a mother's heart na, like, yun yung gusto mo lang din eh. Like, for her to get what she really deserved to have. Kasi, like, yung for me is, like, you know, like, sabi ko nga, masakit sa akin if one day, kung hindi naging maganda yung resulta ng laban na to, is, like, they rob her right twice. Kasi nung ipinanganak siya, dapat citizen na siya. Kung naging smooth lang yung process nun. And then like, kung hindi nag-grant yung visa namin ngayon, mag-turn na siya ng 10 years old sa April. So like, alam mo yun, yung sakit na like, they rub to her yung rights niya twice. But then like, you know, just praise God. Kasi like, hindi ganun, you know, like, God is always in control. So like, it didn't happen that way. So at least like, I'm at peace knowing that like, she's safe to have her own right.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.